What did you make to the Yorkshire crowd today?
Great turnout, good questions, great spirit, and I haven't been offered a place in the Leeds United team. They said they didn't want any Arsenal supporters.
Yeah, we had quite a few questions coming up about the North, and obviously the Chancellor said in his budget speech that he was rebuilding the North. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say there are a number of issues surrounding that. One is that the sale of council houses in Yorkshire with the discount means that there's a £20,000 gap between every sale and the cost of replacement, hence the replacement isn't happening. Average earnings are around £2 an hour less in Yorkshire than the rest of the country, and the numbers of families claiming in-work benefits is 400,000. It's not a great story. Now, his idea of a northern powerhouse is not necessarily my idea of a northern powerhouse. What he seems to be trying to do is devolve powers and responsibilities to local government without necessarily giving them the funding to achieve it, and insisting they have a mayor rather than a council, a wider, I think, more democratic authority running things. And I just think we should be very careful, because this is the same Chancellor that has just authorised the pause, cancellation, whatever words you want to use, and the electrification of Leeds to Manchester and also the Midland Main Line. So I just think we need to have a much clearer statement about what infrastructure investment is going to go in, what the longer term industrial strategy is, including the rejuvenation of manufacturing industry. There's a lot of unused skills that need to be used.
And like you've said there, talking about the North, we've seen this move to devolution. Are you do you agree with devolution to the Yorkshire region?
What I want to see is a serious, thought-out discussion about devolution across the whole of the UK. At the moment, we have essentially centralised local government in England. We have a high level of devolution in Scotland, a slightly lesser but nevertheless considerable level of devolution in Wales, and a completely different form of government in Northern Ireland. And the only English region that has any form of regional government is London, through the mayor and the London Authority, and now the planned cooperation between a number of Greater Manchester authorities. I don't think that's good enough. I think we need to have some clear devolution strategy for English regions. We also need, where responsibility is passed on to a local government to do something, it's got to be fully funded to do it. The Independent Living Fund is an example, which I used in the debate today, of what happens when you pass a responsibility to local government without the funds to deal with it.
And how long do you think it will now take to rebuild the Labour Party?
Well, we've recruited 40,000 members since the general election. We have an unknown number of supporters. I hope those supporters become members. I don't want people just to waltz in and be supporters and then waltz out again. I want people to stay in for the long haul. The Labour Party is a wonderful organisation, wonderful members and wonderful spirit about it, but it needs to be reconnected with its basic principles and put forward a different economic strategy from the Tories. And what we're doing, the budget this week, arbitrary date, we move into so-called budget surplus, 12 billion cuts in benefits, big cut in corporation tax, and £30 billion worth of state assets being sold off. That's not a budget for the people, that's a budget out of desperation.
And finally, when we're looking at the momentum you've gained over the last few weeks and having Unite backing you, it's looking really good for your campaign at the moment.
Our campaign is to bring people together, is to develop the Labour Party into the social movement it can, should and must be, and let's see what happens.